Hey, it's Nishant, and welcome to Higher IQ. It's Friday, August 15th. I was in a meeting earlier today, and I sneezed, and three people simultaneously said, "Bless you." I had one of those moments where a phrase that I've heard my entire life suddenly sounded strange. Like, why do we say "bless you," and we don't say anything when someone coughs, hiccups, or yawns? But a sneeze gets an immediate verbal response from everyone in the room. And not saying it creates this weird, awkward silence that feels almost rude. I've been saying "bless you" to strangers for decades without knowing why, so I looked into it. And the origin story is darker than I expected. The custom of responding to a sneeze is so old that people practicing it didn't even know why they were doing it. In 77 AD, a Roman philosopher named Pliny the Elder wrote about the tradition of offering a salutation after someone sneezes and openly wondered where the practice came from. He noted that even Emperor Tiberius, who was known for being antisocial and not caring about etiquette, demanded that people acknowledge his sneezes. If Pliny couldn't trace the origin almost 2,000 years ago, it had already been around long enough for the original reason to be forgotten. The theories from the ancient world are rooted in superstition. One belief was that a sneeze briefly separated your soul from your body, and during that moment of separation, evil spirits could slip inside you or steal the soul before it returned. So saying "bless you" was a verbal shield, a way of protecting the sneezer during the vulnerable moment when their soul was temporarily exposed. Another theory was that the heart stops during a sneeze, which isn't quite true. The electrical activity of the heart continues, but the intrathoracic pressure does briefly change and momentarily reduces blood flow, which is apparently enough to have convinced ancient people that sneezing and dying were close neighbors. But here's the origin story that most people cite. It's the one from Pope Gregory I during the Roman plague of 1590 AD. Gregory became pope after his predecessor, Pope Pelagius II, died from the plague, so he had personal reasons to take the disease seriously. Sneezing was one of the first visible symptoms, and in an era where medicine had almost nothing to offer against a pandemic, a blessing was one of the few things bystanders could give. Gregory reportedly ordered constant prayer throughout Rome and commanded that anyone who sneezed be immediately blessed with "God bless you," as both a prayer for their health and a quiet acknowledgement that they might be dying. Whether Gregory actually issued that specific decree is debated by historians, but the association between sneezing and potentially fatal illness was real, and the practice of blessing a sneezer became deeply embedded in European culture during centuries of recurring plagues. By the 14th century, during the Black Death, the custom had intensified. Sneezing and coughing were signals that a person might not survive much longer, and "God bless you" was less of a pleasantry and more of a last rite delivered in real time. Strange, right? Some popes during that era even declared the practice as an authentic prayer against the effects of the plague. Now let's talk about the variations, because the response to sneezes varies by culture, but almost every culture has one, and most of them translate to some version of health or live long. In German, it's Gesundheit, which just means health. In Spanish, it's Salud, which also means health. In Mandarin Chinese, parents tell children who sneeze "bai su," which means "may you live 100 years. In Russia, kids get "bud slodrov," which means "be healthy." And that's followed by "rosti bolshoi," which means "grow big." Look, I think you get the picture. What's interesting to me is that completely unconnected cultures around the world independently developed the tradition of verbally responding to a sneeze suggests that there's something about the sneeze itself. Maybe it's the sudden, violent, involuntary explosion from someone's face that triggers a universal human instinct to say something. And the two quick things that I found that I can't stop thinking about are the medical term for sneezing is sternutation. One other quick interesting test. Look at a bright light for a second. Do you feel the need to sneeze? Well, in about 18 to 35% of people, that is a condition. They look at a bright light and they sneeze. The official name for this is autosomal dominant compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst syndrome. This was specifically named so that the acronym would spell ACHOO, A-C-H-O-O. Okay, let's close this one out. The next time that someone sneezes and you say "bless you" or "Gesundheit" or "Salut" or any variation of it, you're participating in a tradition so old that a Roman philosopher couldn't trace its origins 2,000 years ago. The tradition was then amplified by a pope during a plague where sneezing meant that you might be dead by morning, and that exists in nearly every culture on Earth in some form, all because a sneeze once looked like a moment where your soul left your body. Have a good weekend, stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.